It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And let's say good morning to Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. Like everybody, I'm struggling with the spring forward. But
yeah, yeah, kind of hard to lose that hour of sleep. Kind of drags you down for a little while.
Yeah, and sleep is a very good commodity.
It is.
For me, so.
It is, yes, for everyone, I think.
Yes.
It's good to have at least a couple hours in there somewhere along
absolutely.
The line. But, yeah, everything's, I think all my clocks are right now and everything, so we should be, nice thing about the modern age, most of them take care of themselves. But
exactly.
Not quite all of them.
Yeah, the one, I think I only had to change the one on my oven.
Yeah, I had the microwave, I got one clock radio by my bed, my backup alarm, it's old, so it didn't have a, you know, the move forward feature, so we're good now.
On my watch, you just have to turn daylight savings time on,
yes,
and
yes.
It automatically does that.
The wonders of modern electronics.
That's right.
That's right. Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall
we? Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class John Edward Nesvold. John was born September 17th, 1936, here in Madison, passed away on July 23rd, 2010. He entered active duty on July 14th, 1955, in Sioux Falls in the United States Army. Honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on June 26, 1957, at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was an artillery survey specialist with headquarters and service battery of 530th Field Artillery Missile Battalion. Spent most of his time overseas. His medals and ribbons that he earned were he was an expert with a submachine gun and a good conduct medal. So thank you, John, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. I knew John well. So he was on a school board when I was head of the school board for a few years. There.
Oh.
Well, I was back when I was on the school board many years ago.
You sure got your finger in a lot of pies.
Yeah, probably too many. But anyway, no, John did a lot for his community and church and everything else. So
good deal.
Yep. Well, our topic today, newly released survey, shows the VA's leading in patient experience.
Yeah, the VA sent out a press release on March 10th discussing how VA medical centers have a higher patient satisfaction than their community counterparts. VA hospitals outperform community hospitals on 10 of 11 metrics in Medicare's latest hospital consumer assessment of healthcare providers and systems patient survey report, or HCA-HPS. January 6th report found that 54% of VA medical centers received 4 or 5 stars for a patient survey rating, compared to 35% of community hospitals. VA has seen a significant improvement in our patient experience scores since first being included in the Care Compare in 2018, according to the Undersecretary for Health, performing the delegable duties of the Undersecretary for Health, Steve Lieberman, MD. 4 years ago, only 26% of VA hospitals received 4 or 5 stars for patient survey rating, rising to 54%, which is the latest January 2022 results. There are 11 star ratings appearing on Care Compare, one for each of 10 specific measures of patient experience, plus an overall summary star rating. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services updates the star ratings each quarter. Most recent ratings provided scores for 109 VA hospitals. Hospitals with fewer than 100 completed surveys are not assigned star ratings. However, HCA-HPS measure scores are reported on Care Compare. These star ratings are developed from patient surveys administered through VA's Survey of Healthcare Experience of Patients and in the private sector through the HCA-HPS survey. Same questions are asked on both VA and community hospital surveys to evaluate patient experience. In addition to hospital comparisons, VA Quality of Care site provides ratings for outpatient care nursing homes, including state veterans homes, and Mission Act quality comparisons. So I say this all the time to the veterans and the family members that come into my office. If I didn't feel I was getting good care, I wouldn't be doing what I've been doing. You know, VA's been pretty good to me over the years and getting me the care I need and the benefits and services. So you know, I'm trying to relay that to my clientele. So,
all right, they got a kind of a bad rap there because of a couple of bad instances.
Yeah,
about over the
7 or 8 years ago, there was some bad juju going on.
But that was pretty isolated.
Yeah, it was very isolated, unless you were in Arizona.
Right. But, you can give them good service up here in Minnesota.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, more information on this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I bet you have that number for us.
You left it out for me.
I did.
Oh, nice. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Going to be the garden level pretty soon again.
Yes, I saw 60s tomorrow.
Yeah, 50s, 60s this week, so I should take care of this
stuff. And started next week, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, they say the worst of it's probably over.
Probably.
Well, you never know about Minnesota. You get 20 inches of snow in April. So.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't get too excited.
Yep. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I should mention, though, tomorrow my office is opening at 10 a.m. instead of 8:30. I have an appointment out of town in the morning. And Friday I'll be closing at noon. So
okay, so a little change up on the schedule this week.
Yes.
All right. Well, appreciate the information there, Josh, and we'll talk to you again on Monday morning of next week.
Sounds good. Thank you,
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.